Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Today is part one of planning the perfect outdoor vacation. Some of you go, so why part one, part two? There are so many different facets to making sure, again, we're going to invest a good deal of money into this, to make sure that we have the perfect vacation. Hey, do you want to sit by the pool, a little tall drink in your hand, or going on the road from national park to national park? There are so many different ways to enjoy a vacation. Hey, and I really mean this. I love sitting by the pool, but when I travel this great country of ours, my goal is to get out there and see as much of it as I possibly can. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So what I'm going to do today is, and I'm going to use the national parks and visiting them as my example, but when we plan right now, we're going to be speaking about this could be a winter vacation, and how do you plan? It could be a summer vacation. So let's go to my national parks example. Let's talk a little bit more, again, because you just need to know how they were created. The planning, the cost part of that, the activities, the historic sites. Are you camping? Are you RVing? Are you staying in a cabin? How do you prep for your gear, your meals, your clothing, and one of the most important things, the best way to enjoy the experience? You can incorporate all the knowledge gained from this show, part one, part two, into any travel plans. I have had the opportunity of seeing this country from sea to shining sea and visit many of our national parks. I visit many of our historic sites. Sometimes I just go to fly fish a specific area. Whatever it is, we're filming somewhere. So I've seen a great deal of this country, but we need to prep first, and this is the important thing. So now let's talk about our first national park, Yellowstone National Park. It was created by the president, Teddy Roosevelt. You see, if you didn't know this, he was a big game hunter, and he wanted to take a place or have a place to take foreign dignitaries, and he wanted to show them these unique features, and he also wanted to do a big old hunt there too. And he realized that Yellowstone was a gem of the country. And I'm going to say this to you, and you've heard me say this often on shows. If you have not, in your plans, plan to get to Yellowstone. That's not what this show is about, but I got to throw this out all the time. It is the most unique place on earth. Hey, maybe that's why Teddy Roosevelt picked it now. So this show here is to talk about all the other facets, but you can go see geothermals. You can go see the geology, the waterfalls, the majestic landscape, wildflowers, and of course, the wild animals. And I must stress to you, wherever you go in the country, that these wild animals are wild animals. You know, the humans, we're accustomed to getting up close to these animals. Too many times we get too close, closer than we really, really should. And that's not the choosing of the animals. Try to remember that they are wild animals. Treat them that way. Hey, take a zoom lens on your camera and take a safe photo from a distance. This is your safety. This is for your safety and the safety of the animal. In many national parks, I see rangers, this is all the time. They're pushing a group of tourists back because they want to get the perfect photo. Please make good decisions. And I'm going to let you know this. I have seen a herd of even just small herd of 10, 12, 15 buffalo. And you've got people that are walking 10 feet up to them. Hey, you do not want to tick off a 2,000 pound creature. And that includes moose across the country and elk. Hey, I always joke that moose are schizo animals and they get ticked off, and elk. You don't want to tick off an animal that's got 6-foot tines, you might call them antlers, 6-foot tines on both sides of his head. So let's just make sure that we're safe with animals. So now let's discuss a major mistake people make in planning their trip. Too often, I will say, I'm going to visit X amount of national parks in my 1-week vacation. The problem is trying to squeeze many parks into one vacation. This presents a problem of rushing from park to park and not getting a true experience. And for those of you that are skiers going, well, I'm going to ski this mountain and tomorrow we're going to take off and we'll go to this mountain and we're going to, well, then make the decision to get the experience from one of them. Be realistic about the amount of time you have to visit and set a course that will maximize your enjoyment. So that part of it is key. Once you have a concrete plan, you can now develop a budget. Caution, it is easy to go over your budget. You do not need to be paying for this vacation on credit cards for the next year. And I've seen so many people, if you don't know this, I think the average person in America has a credit card monthly debt of $6,000 to $8,000. Well, I'm not the average because I pay them off every month, and I'm going to let you know that you need to be, work toward that so you have a much easier life. But you don't want to have this grand vacation now that's just going to cost you to pay for it for the next year, and then next year it's time to go on another vacation. So we'll have a discussion about your lifestyle. Are you staying in campgrounds? We'll discuss the latter. Are you RVing in motels, cabins? Are you cooking your own meals? Are you eating in restaurants? We're going to get to all of that. Personally, I am the I'm the organic guy. So it's difficult to stay this course during my many travels. So I personally have to make many decisions. You need to plan, and what should be the allotted money per day for food, accommodations, and entrance. It might be into the national parks. It might be to a ski slope. It might be because, some of you will go to a specific place and rent a cabin and a guide. Might be a fishing guide. Might be a fishing guide on a boat. You need to have that budget plan. If you're going to do national parks, here's my hint, because again, I'm using that as my example. You want to buy the pass that will allow you entrance into all the national parks. It is good for 1 year. It is much cheaper. Some ski slopes will allow you to buy a pass that's good for a slope to slope. It might be a consortium of slopes near each other. You want to check those things out. Very important. So while you're planning, make sure you have ample time to complete your journey. If you are making a loop, so you're starting a vacation at one point, and you're going to end up back at that point. So you're starting at A, you go to a number of places, ending up there. Make sure that you can get back to that point. And if you're going from A to B to C and then returning home, make sure that you can get to C on time. And the example I'm going to give you, so please listen to this one. Two of my friends took their teenage daughter and committed the offense I referred to earlier to book too many national parks into one vacation. They spent numerous nights driving through the night to keep up with their plan. They were exhausted many days, and it took away from their enjoyment, not to mention endangering themselves and others while driving tired on mountainous roads. And I'm sure you know by now, they are pitch black roads. So I am telling you right now, as I spoke to them afterwards, they said they would never, ever do that again. And again, they were just driving through the night because, we got to get to point B. And it just didn't work out. Next is family planning. So this one is twofold. What type of activities will you do at the national parks when you have free time? So say you're at the campsite, and we're going to get to all that, the RV. You're going to get to the motel. Are you hikers? Is there a plan to swim? If it's the wintertime, do you ski? Do you snowshoe? Because by the way, I love to snowshoe. So my ultimate goal is to get to a specific place with my snowshoes, or I rent them when I get there. I want to talk about rental products and gear later on. Well, I'm going to let you know that when I get on snowshoes out in the backcountry with the cameras, sometimes with a film crew, you are away from the world, and it is one of the most peaceful, serene times of your life. But something for you to figure out. Continue to check online to see what specific activities are available at the parks, because they can change. The schedules change. Sometimes it's often due to weather events. You may have a flood in the region weeks prior to where you're going on vacation, and some of the roads may be closed. Some of the hiking trails may be closed. So these are things that you need to think about, and you might be going on your fishing vacation of a lifetime and heading down to the bayou, and not only they had a storm 2 weeks later, but the area you're trying to get to is flooded out. The roads are flooded out. The fishing vessel was partially destroyed, like all these things. So you need to make sure that you just keep checking and checking and do those updates up until the time that you leave. And this show is brought to you by Barkerstown Brew, the advanced hydration drink for your dog. 6 natural great flavors. Go to BarkerstownBrew.com. Because many times you're going to travel great distances to get to a place, and there's great distances between your points of interest, your national parks, whatever they are. So you'll need to plan for travel activities. And I don't mean having a child or an adult sitting with their face planted in a cell phone. This is the time to get the cell phones. Like, put them away. Like, lock them up. Hey, I don't care. Lock them up. You know, there are team games you can play, board games. Think about your family night at home and modify them for the road. Hey, and it could just be you and your best friend traveling somewhere, and you don't want your best friend, here you are driving, it's your turn to drive, and he or she is just sitting there on a cell phone, and that's all. No. You want to be able to communicate, have fun. This is really, really important. Now, I'll give you a cool example. Gabby and I tell stories which are our own stories. Many of them, because of who I am, because of who she is, they're about animals. Some are nonsensical, but fun. Often we do a sentence story, so this is one which you can do. And one of us starts a story with a sentence, and the next person has to continue it instantly. Like, you, there's no like thinking about, wow, he would, you know, just instantly, and the next sentence, and the story just continues and goes, and it becomes fun, and it passes so much time. And to give you a cool example, about a week ago, my sister, brother-in-law, and Gabby and I were in the Joey B. Mobile traveling to a festival. The four of us laughed all the way there because we started a story, and it just kept going through the four of us. And the story morphed many times because it's funny. In the story, I died. Then in the story, all of a sudden, magically, I don't know how this happened, but they began talking about me, so I was alive again. And then it was just like laughing. And you know, we got to the festival, had a great time at the festival, get back in the truck, and I don't know who started it, but they continued, like right where we left off, they continued the story, and the return trip was just as much fun as the, you know, so it's just like, you know, be creative in what you're doing. Hey, there are times that Gavin and I were traveling, and there's a lull between games, and this is just me. I often come up with a bunch of fun questions like, if you could only eat one flavor of ice cream, and it can't be vanilla because I know that's her favorite, what flavor would it be? And like you want that instant answer, bang, give it to me. You know, if you could get one wish, what would it be? And, you know, if you could pick a car or truck and I'm going to buy it for you right now, money's not an issue, what would it be? And by the way, all our answers were Moose Tracks ice cream. The answer, I thought, was a really cool one. If you could have one wish, I would wish that I had all the answers to my teacher's questions. I thought it was pretty cool. And her dream thing, because I said, I'll buy you anything you want, was a Jeep. Well, my point is, become creative in what you're doing, because there will be downtime. And most important, it's go out and have some fun. So you see, I gave you the brevity of getting into the vacation. But in part two of planning the perfect outdoor vacation, we're going to speak about, and this becomes important, renting the correct car, truck, or RV. And boy, do I have a story about that one. What type of gear to take or rent? Because you can rent so much gear right now, and we're going to have a discussion about that. The best method of preparing meals if you're in a cabin or you're by the fire, or hey, are you eating out? And I'll have a great discussion about that, because I've done all these as time has gone on in my life. What specific clothing needs to be taken? Because there's, it doesn't matter the vacation, you're going to see this. There are specifics, and I don't just mean your underwear. There are specifics that you must take on a vacation. And the reason we are going for an outdoor vacation, what type of adventures should you plan for? So until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.